You listen to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev. The Chevrolet Cruze price reduction's on right now up to $3,250. You can get leasing from only $55 bi-weekly. Dare to compare the Cruze LT versus the Civic LX or the Focus SE. Trust me, you'll pick the Cruze only at Lakewood Chev. We are joined now by an all-star receiver from the BC Lions. Manuel Arsenault joins us. Manny, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Man, I'm all right. I am all right.
This is the second year of the big CFL offseason extravaganza, if we want to call it that, together. Just getting a lot of more topics and conversation going with CFL players. Well, being involved in this, what's your thoughts on this? How much of a positive is it, and how fun is it for a player?
Yeah, it's pretty good for the league to actually get guys around one another outside of the field, where it's less trash talking and you're getting to know guys for like who they are. You know, chop it up about how the off season going. You know, you get to learn a person other than shaking a hand after a game and saying good game, hey, see you next week or at the end of the season. So it's just good to get around the guys for once, you know, hang out, do dinner talk and things of that sort.
Now, are you a trash talker on the field?
Yeah, I have my moments, man. You know, I'm bound to say anything that comes out my mouth.
Is there anybody that you like to verbally joust with, or anybody who can just fire you up and get you going?
Really, nobody actually get me going, because it's just something fun for me to do. But, man, like almost any and every DB from probably every team probably can't stand me. So when they have a second to say something they want to, if they can deflect the pass, get an interception, it can be on the opposite side, but they might try to steal my celebration or direct something towards me. So a lot of defensive cats don't like me. You know, I had stiff-arm guys in the past, run them over. I used to go at them on Twitter back in the day, but, you know, they always holding something up against me. So I just chill nowadays and not try to give them any ammo or make guys relevant if I want. So I kind of cut back on the trash talking.
Emmanuel Arsenault, I was going to ask you about that because you were always an entertaining follow on Twitter because you weren't afraid. And I don't mind that guys having a little bit of smack talk. I'm sure a lot of times it's more just to try to see if you can get in a player's head or not.
Yeah, but see, I started making guys that was relevant. So I can be talking trash with a guy. Now I'm getting his following up, making people in the league notice his game, and I'm not benefiting from it. So now when guys take shots at me, I just don't even claim it. I see it, read it, and just don't reply. So, you know, we got to work a little harder. Now, it ain't going to come that easy. So, yeah, I send like a personal message, but I can't respond so the fans and reporters can see what I'm doing, because now that's going to be a little entertainment for the league, and I ain't trying to do all that if I'm not gaining anything from it.
Okay, and that's fair. Now, what about on the field? Who's the DB that has given you maybe the most trouble, if any? Like, who's a guy you're like, you know what, I tip my hat to that guy. Like, it's a battle when I go up against him.
Really, no DB has gave me any trouble due to the fact they all play zone. Because usually if I didn't got man-to-man or a cover-zero look, I'd been beat him, scored, and done that. But it's a lot of guys that can play. Brandon Smith from Calgary can play. He shows up. Andy Daney had a breakout season last year. His D-line put him in a position to get a lot of interceptions. Man, every team got those guys that's good. You know, Aaron Grimes from Edmonton. I'm trying to think of guys. But those are some that stick out. Tommy Campbell from Calgary as well. Those are guys that stick out because week in and week out they do what it is they do. They come out there and they compete. So, Ed Gaines and Brandon Smith. Tommy Campbell, I said. Who's in Hamilton? I can't think nobody. Montreal, can't think nobody.
No, Montreal's defense, I don't think they have anybody who stood out last
season. But, you know, the guys that's – Winnipeg, you had T.J. Heath, Chris Randle. those names that pop out, because when you put on film, those guys doing it consistently, you know. Nothing against the guys from the other team I couldn't think of. It's just, and you just got to earn that recognition. So, yeah, I guess they have a chance to make a name for themselves in 2018.
Manny Arsenault joins us, all-star receiver for the BC Lions. You mentioned, you know, there's so much zone defense. As a receiver, obviously, you'd prefer more man-to-man. It's, yeah, you can showcase your skills. Plus, I'm sure it allows you more trash-talking when you're going straight up against the guy and you beat him. Have any defenses played more man-to-man recently? Or do you face pretty much a heavy dose of zone all the time?
Man, it got to be zone. That feels too big for one guy to make a mistake and the game is over with. So you got to mix it up a little bit. You know, Chris Jones has always been a big pressure guy that's going to bring the house and play zero behind it or some sort of zone. But it's kind of hard to line up and play man-to-man if your pass rush not getting there. Because if one guy misses a tackle to the field, it's a touchdown. And you know how that is. But you get along with the combo covers or a guy follows you around the entire night because he's responsible for you. So they make a good battle at a receiver when you have someone following because it's you two going against each other. Regardless if you have help over top or not, you got it in your head like, look, I got to beat him. I got to get open and find a way to get the ball.
Manny, earlier this week, and it was announced just before this, that the Players Association has filed a grievance against the CFL and their clubs seeking financial compensation for all injuries suffered while playing pro football in Canada. Now, a lot of this stems from before you came into the CFL, of course, and like in any sport back in the 90s and even early 2000s, there just wasn't as much knowledge on concussions. Now that we're into 2018, players know the response. Like, they know what's at stake now, right? Like, there's no chance there's a player who's stepping into 2018 that would be like, man, I didn't know it's a risky sport.
Right. Hey, yeah, you know what you signed up for, but at the end of the day, man, we sacrifice our bodies and give the fans a product, a game of entertainment. So it's just like, man, you've been out there, you got hurt on the job, so you figure, until I'm healthy and able to move again, how I was at first, I feel the league should cover some of that. Like, if you were to get hurt at work, you know, you would feel as if your insurance will cover your physical therapy. So, I feel that's something that's big because you don't want to limp around and have limbs not working or you get released from a team or cut from a team. So it's like, you know what, your benefits cut off or better, like, you don't even have any. You see what I'm saying? So it's like what you made during your career, you done lost because you're spending that on physical therapy and, you know, dealing with conversion rate and all that as an American. You would think the league would help those players out, the game back, that the mobility that they had. So I think it's something that could work, but the dollar amount that's tied to it might be why they don't buy into it, because it might be millions and millions of dollars, you know? So it's a reason for everything. I don't know the logistics and facts on it, but I just know as a player, you would want to be able to receive some type of benefits to where you're back able to walk, play with your kids, and do the things you were doing as if you was in a training camp and your body was feeling good.
Manny Arsenault joins us. Manny, the last two seasons, you've had 100 catches in each season. You've played all 18 games, 1,500 yards, and then 1,100 yards. BC didn't make the playoffs last year. You have a new GM now in Ed Hervey. He's made some moves in the offseason. You're going to have a new offensive coordinator. What excites you most about this upcoming season for the offense of the BC Lions?
Man, what excites me most is the opportunity to come into training camp and compete. You know, I look at every year as if it's my first year. So I'm just ready to come in and compete. They made changes where they said we had issues. So now it falls on the players, the veteran guys that's been there. And I was like, what's your excuse? We're addressing the issues that we felt the ball club had. So I'm excited to see what guys can do now. Because it's like, you got to go out and play. And really no room for excuses. So if each man does his job, I can see the ball club, us turning things around from the past couple seasons we've had, and getting us over that hump.
Manny, I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the CFL week, and we'll talk to you when the season gets around.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.